From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, March 9th. Coming up, mosses are the underdogs of the plant world. Now a group of scientists is coming together to protect them. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Every month, the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign hosts an open mic event known as Speak Cafe, which stands for Song, Poetry, Art, and Knowledge. IPM Student Newsroom's Ayoshi Basu has more on how the event encourages creativity in young people.
For the last 20 years, Speak Cafe has partnered with Rantoul Township High School to give students an opportunity for artistic expression through a program known as Art Speak. On this day in early March, every seat in the museum's cafe is filled. Patrons of all ages intently listen to spoken word and music performances. The crowd erupts into applause, hoots, and hollers between each performance. Shayla Robinson is one of the organizers of Speak Cafe.
Personally, a lot of them feel a lot prouder of themselves. A lot of them may even talk about things that they've never talked about anywhere else or never felt safe to.
She says, it's beautiful to see students come out of their shell the more they visit. I'm Ayoshi Basu, IPM News.
More early voting locations in Champaign County are opening starting today for Illinois' primary election next week on March 17th. Early voting is available from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in multiple locations, including the Champaign Public Library, Parkland College, the Rantoul Youth Center, and the University of Illinois Alumni Union, amongst others. Several local and statewide primaries are on the ballot, including the races for Champaign County Executive, U.S. Senate, and the 13th Congressional District. You can find more election information and a voter guide at ipmnewsroom.org. Microplastics have been found all over the world and even in human bodies. Now, Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports scientists are working on an innovative way to use algae to clean up tiny plastic shards.
University of Missouri chemistry professor Susie Day was trying to engineer algae to produce aviation fuel. But instead, she found that the clumps of algae were great at grabbing onto microplastics in water. She's working on a process to add algae tanks to wastewater treatment plants, which could use some help picking up the smallest microplastics.
It's wonderful to remove and retain the big ones, but eventually the smaller ones will be the one really getting to the ecosystem and then getting to human exposure route.
Day and her co-authors lay out their process for using the algae to pick up microplastics in a new paper in Nature Communications. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. The number 11-ranked Illinois men's basketball ended their regular season with a win against Maryland yesterday. The Fighting Illini beat the Terrapins 78-72. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
Illinois and Maryland went back and forth all game as no team could get a comfortable lead. By the end of the first half, freshman David Mirkovich had 13 points and 5 rebounds, giving Illinois the lead heading into halftime. Later, Illinois clinched their 24th win of the season. They are 15-5 in conference play. Next up for the Illini, the Big Ten tournament that begins on Tuesday. This is Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
As for the women's basketball team, they were eliminated by Iowa in the Big Ten tournament and will wait to see if they make the NCAA March Madness tournament. Still to come, mosses are the underdogs of the plant world. Now a group of scientists is coming together to protect them. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 72 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 58 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 78 degrees. A few storms could become severe late in the day, with the south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with thunderstorms likely and a low of 52 degrees. South wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, cloudy and cooler with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 62 degrees, with the northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show. 70 years ago this past weekend, future Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall gave a speech at the University of Illinois. We'll listen back to parts of it and talk about the fight for equal rights, 7 decades on. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. More than 1,600 plants and animals are protected under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. But out of all of those, only one is a moss. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports on a new effort to protect these tiny plants that are important but often overlooked.
On a cold January morning in a nature reserve outside of St. Louis, almost everything is brown and dry. But with a certain type of scientist in tow, soon you're seeing the forest in a new way and headed toward little patches of green.
I leave the trail as soon as I can. Trails are to get me to near the bryophytes, and then I just run around in the woods.
John Brinda is a bryologist at the Missouri Botanical Garden. Bryologists study bryophytes, a group that includes mosses and other small plants called liverworts and hornworts. In the woods, Brinda spends a lot of time squinting at moss through a magnifying hand lens he wears around his neck.
Look at the different colors. This has a different texture to it. Like this is flatter and smoother, and this is more rough.
What Brinda and many bryologists have in common is an appreciation for the little guy. Mosses are underdogs, but that can be a problem. They don't get much attention even among scientists. So there's a lot we don't know about them. And you can't protect a species if you don't know it's struggling. That's why Brinda and a group of scientists from across Canada and the U.S. are forming the Bryophyte Conservation Alliance to help understand and protect these plants. Ohio State University's Mandy Slate is part of the team.
It's just this like missing link to understanding the entire ecosystem that we've just kind of overlooked.
Slate says these tiny plants are a super important part of their natural communities. They store carbon and impact how water moves. They're also habitats themselves. If you zoom in really close to a patch of mosses, it's like a mini forest, full of even smaller creatures. But Slate says there's a lot left to learn about mosses and other bryophytes.
We don't know where they actually occur. We don't know their abundance in those locations, and we don't know any threats. But all of that information is needed together at the same time to really understand how a species is doing.
And you need all of that data to get protection from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The only moss currently protected by the agency is the South Llano Springs moss, an endangered plant whose only known population is on one private ranch in Texas. Chris Best is the scientist who did the species assessment for that moss.
To our knowledge, there's only male individuals left in that population, and it is even possible that the entire population consists of clones of a single surviving individual. We really don't know.
Best recently retired after 19 years as the Texas state botanist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says plants get a lot less conservation attention than animals at the federal agency.
We have very few botanists in the whole country.
And mosses are an even smaller specialty within botany. Keir Wefferling studies mosses at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He has a deep respect for these plants and wonders why there's so little attention paid to them.
It's not a lack of ecological relevance. I don't know. I think it's because they're small and hard to identify, maybe. I don't know. But it's nonsense. It's sad. And maybe one could say it's an opportunity for education and outreach.
While more legal protections for mosses would be welcome, Wefferling says the Bryophyte Conservation Alliance is about more than just federal lists. They're hoping to inspire people to take a closer look at these little plants. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Aoishi Basu, Jonathan Matthew, Arjun Tucker, and Kate Grumke. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.